Masechet Horayot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about the Par Ha'elem Davar Shel Sibur, the Korban that's brought when most of the community sins by the mistaken ruling of Bet Din. We'll talk about when this Korban applies. It only is brought for certain types of mistakes. Mishnah says, Horu Bet Din La'akor et Guf, et Kol Guf HaTorah. Bet Din makes a ruling to abolish an entire mitzvah from the Torah. For example, Amru, Enida Batorah. They say there's no prohibition of a man to have relations with Enida. Doesn't exist in the Torah. Or, En Shabbat Batorah. There's no prohibition against violating Shabbat in the Torah. Or, En Avodah Zarah Batorah. There's no prohibition against idol worship in the Torah. Hare Elu Peturin. In these types of cases, even if most of the community followed this ruling, they would be exempt from bringing the Par Ha'elem Davar. We learn it out from the Pasuk, where it says, V'ne'elam Davar, where a detail is missing. If part of a mitzvah is ruled incorrectly by the Bet Din, but we say V'lo Kulo, but not the entire mitzvah. If they uproot an entire mitzvah, that's not where this Korban applies. Horu Levatel Miksat Ulkayem Miksat. If the Bet Din made a ruling to abolish part of a mitzvah and to keep another part of it, then the rule is that Hare Elu Hayavin, in this case, if most of the community follows this mistaken ruling, they're obligated to bring a Par Ha'elem Davar. We'll give examples of this. Ketzad, how so? Amru Yeshnida Batorah. The court says there is an idea, there is a prohibition against Nida in the Torah. Aval haba'al shomeret yom keneged yom patur. But one detail of that mitzvah doesn't apply. The fact that if a man has relations with a woman who's only saw one day, and they're following the halachic point of shomeret yom keneged yom, which is she has to observe one day of free, of not seeing any blood, to counter the one day that she did see. Yesh, so he only takes away one. That detail doesn't apply. Or yesh Shabbat Batorah, aval hamotzim reshut hayahid reshut harabim patur. Or they say there is an idea of Shabbat in the Torah, but one detail doesn't apply. That if one carries from private domain to a public domain, he's exempt. There's no problem. He's patur in that case from punishment. Or yesh avodah zarah batorah. They do admit that there is a prohibition against idol worship in the Torah. But one detail doesn't apply. The fact that if one bows to an idol, he's exempt from punishment. All of these cases, if a majority of the Jewish people followed the ruling of the Bet Din that was mistaken, they're obligated to bring a Par Ha'elem Davar. We'll give a source for the distinction between the ruling that abolishes the entire mitzvah and the ruling that permits a detail, like we mentioned earlier, Shene Emad. The Par Ha'elem Davar Shel Sibur is not brought when the Bet Din made a ruling that got rid of an entire mitzvah, like it said, V'ne'elam Davar. If a matter is hidden, that's when they bring the Par Ha'elem Davar Shel Sibur. Davar V'lo Kol Haguf. What we say over here, that if a matter is hidden, Ne'elam Davar, this implies that the Bet Din made a mistake about a detail of halakha, but not the entire mitzvah.